Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I love race horse names. I'm looking at the lineup today. There's a couple of good ones in there. Johnny Get Angry.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Master of Wine. I don't understand.
She's Ideal.
She's Ideal. I love that. There's just, they're very specific, but it got, you know, us sort of talking. And I suppose the question is, what would you name your racehorse?
Well, I know what I want to see in a racehorse.
Okay.
I will go for any horse that has a quick sounding name or a fast sounding name. I think in one of my jackets that I wore to the races years ago, I've still got a stub for a horse called Kimmy Quick Shoes. And I thought, of course, because it's fast, right?
Obviously, yeah.
So I was trying to play around with that. Names like Fast Legs, Good Runner, Speed on Legs. I've actually got something I think is much better.
Okay.
This is what I want to see from a horse. This is making me, it's jumping out to me. Big Nose.
Big Nose. 'Cause
if it's got a big nose, it's going to get over that line quicker.
Just Big Nose.
Big Nose.
But are you going to name it that regardless of whether it has a big nose or not?
Well, I assume most people don't actually look at the horses. They see a name, they get excited. Only the absolute ideal creme de la creme of punters are going to actually inspect the horses. And look, they're never going to bet on a horse with my track record.
Yeah, okay, look, fair enough. I appreciate that. I have a couple of ideas, but one that I sort of took, I took inspiration from the Chook Man in Remark. He's got a boat that usually goes out there called Will It Sink or Won't It? I love how that rolls off the tongue. So just a simple, will she make or break it?
Will she make or break it? That is good.
Simple as that.
Because there's only one way to find out.
Exactly, run the race, right?
That's really good, Brooke. That's really good.
We're talking racehorse names.
I can't stop coming up with horse names.
It's kind of fun, right?
I'm actually just looking at this. Adele has released a track list for her new album.
Oh.
There's one on there called All Night Parking. Not a bad name for a horse.
I like that. Easy on Me, her new single. That'd work too.
Pretty good too. There's an actor from the 60s who was in The Magnificent Seven and not much else named Horst Buchholz. Horst Buchholz, obviously.
That is good. I like one that I thought of was Out in Front. Because it would confuse everyone when you're calling it. Like, Out in Front's coming in second, or coming in second is out in front. It's too much.
I think that's perfect. I reckon you're on the money there. Look, we did put out that call, 858-23931. We got a buzz from Keith in Barmera. Keith, what would you name your racehorse?
Well, it's not actually me. It's a mate of mine who did actually try and name his racehorse until he discovered it was actually already taken. Ugh. He's a big Chili Peppers fan, so he tried to name it Red Hot Philly Pepper.
That's really smart.
But it was already taken.
Red Hot Philly Pepper. Now, I did look this up earlier. I thought Philly was on the list of names that you can't end in Philly, the name. So I suppose Red Hot Philly Pepper, smack bang in the middle. That's brilliant.
That's what he was thinking, but apparently it was already gone. So I said maybe come up with another song or something like that, but he was just really disappointed.
As you would be, I think.
Or try and name a greyhound or something.
Doesn't have quite the same ring. Red Hot Dog Pepper. No, it doesn't work.